Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Another episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's actually only one of 27 board-certified NUCA doctors in the world. Wow. We are in the company of royalty with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website, forbiddendoctor.com. I noticed that there is a... this is a very important, I think, the power of the mind. I was watching something on a PBS station last night, Jack. It was a focus on Deepak Chopra talking to some guy, some doctor I'd never seen before. But they were discussing the power of hand-holding and other things, the partnership, the power of partnership. I was thinking of you and Mary, matter of fact. The thing that came out of this study is suggesting that if your partner is with you when you're experiencing excruciating pain, just holding their hand can be enough to really heal. The urge to reach for a hand when you're hurting. I love, if I'm with somebody that I really care about, there's something about holding her hand that feels so good.
But, you know, I remember in our early classes when we had to start talking about touching people, which obviously mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah.
The instructor was telling us, you know, not everybody wants to touch somebody else, but everybody wants to be touched. And we went into the class with that kind of a philosophy, in the sense of palpating the spine and feeling for muscles and circulation and other things like this. That if we could go into it with the sense of being able to become one with that person, I think you're onto something there, because there are studies that show people who just get well cards mm-hmm. when they're in a hospital setting recover much faster than someone who's never given a phone call, never gets a flower, never gets a card, or never is someone sitting next to them holding their hand. You're yep. absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, this is really a powerful thing. And so, and the science, the behavioral science, the aspects of physics and behavioral science put together here, there's been research before that's demonstrated when people choose to communicate a particular emotion through their touch, the receiver correctly identifies the intended purpose or the emotion of it. And when somebody doesn't feel well, you touch them. The idea is to make them feel better. That's really what you're
yes.
searching for, what you're reaching yes. for, and what you're trying
connecting,
to do.
Connecting is another human being. They got a very bad phone call. They just got a very
yeah.
bad message or a text or something, and you can look in the face and see the shock. What's our first inclination but to reach forward
yep.
and to touch their shoulder or to touch their hand?
Yeah.
That is real humanity expressing itself like that.
It would seem. Here's another study that I wanted to work over with you, a couple of things regarding teenagers. So this is for parents. Listen up. E-cigarettes. Study published in the Journal of Pediatrics found 5 cancer-causing toxins in the urine of 16-year-olds who inhaled e-cigarette vapor. Another study found yet again, Jack, that e-cigarettes encourage teens to begin smoking the regular way with traditional cigarettes. Study of 70,000 people out late last week found the daily e-cigarette usage doubles the risk of a heart attack as well. So in this circumstance, what do we do to keep people? I don't really know. This is such a frustrating thing. You look at these things. You know how obviously bad these things have been promoted to help you stop smoking, but you know, what's the better way of doing that? Let's get away from e-cigarettes. What's the best way, in your experience? You must have people that come to you and they ask, okay, doc, what's the best way to stop smoking?
Yeah, it's...
Why are you trying?
I think we're born into this world loving ourselves, and we're born into this world enjoying ourselves. You watch 2 and 3 year old children, they couldn't care less what anybody else thinks about them. They're having such fun with themselves, dancing, playing for hours. When they get a couple of years older, you've got to go outside to try and find them because they don't want to come home, until somebody comes along and says, well, you can't do that. That's mm-hmm. selfish. That's silly. Stop thinking about yourself and make sure that you are a part of a group that accepts you, whether it's religion, politics, your neighborhood, whatever else. We have a tendency to give ourselves up, and we lose that intimate touch with our own heart. And then we can find ourselves into behaviors for group approval. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many of these teens are out there vaping because they've just got this sudden urge to run out and vape? Yeah. No, it's what their peer group is
yep.
doing.
It's all about peers. Yes.
Yeah. And, yep. and that stays with us right into adulthood. We find ourselves, it's much more important to us to look good than to feel good. Mm-hmm. It's much more important to be accepted by other
how
people
silly.
Than to be accepted by ourselves.
It's so
and
silly.
That start yes, it is. It starts so at such silly. An early age, and it just continues on right into adulthood. And I don't have to consult with something more than 2 or 3 minutes, and I know which one they are.
Yeah. Also, when it comes to teenagers, this is for parents again and grandparents, 50% of adolescents with depression get diagnosed before reaching adulthood. This is something a lot of people are talking about with regard to the shooting in Florida, but it's come up many times before because there are a lot of depressed teenagers for whatever the reason. I'll tell you one reason. This sounds like I'm an old you-know-what, but not enough of these children have jobs. They don't have anything to do with their time. They don't like school because they aren't challenged there. They're bored in school. They're bored with their lives. They don't have jobs. They don't have things to do. They're not involved in athletic pursuits. They spend all their time on those damn devices. Now, I really sound like an old curmudgeon, but I think that's what children that are 12 years and old, 12 years of age and up, ought to be screened, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, at least once a year. So you into that? You buying that?
Well, I think that they should be screened by someone who understands the health of the gut
mm-hmm.
before they get into public situations, social situations, when they get into school, because depression stems precisely from the health of the gut. And when the gut is not allowing proper filtration of the food, and a lot of the additives that are in our foods anymore are getting into the brain, that's mm-hmm. that's one of the natural consequences of the modern day diet here in America, is this depression that takes place. And it always comes down to nutrition. It always comes down to, like I said, the health of the gut.
All right.
And
so
when you were mentioning smoking there, we have a handout on how to quit smoking. If you do it right, it isn't that hard. Now, I'm not a smoker, and it's not easy for me to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying that based on patients who followed our directions and found out it was easier addressing the overall health of the body to quit smoking than to just go cold turkey.
All right. So you can find that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. How does one find it when they navigate onto Forbidden Doctor? Then where do they go for that information?
Well, to get that handout, it might be better if they just called the office.
Oh, all right.
Can I give that number? 801-523-1890. Yeah. And we will make sure that that handout is sent to you free of charge.
801-523-1890. 1890. But you can get the information. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You get all the info about Jack and Mary,
the
podcast that they have every week. So in terms of the gut, as a GAPS practitioner, you've developed the Long Life Energy enzymes. Do those help? Am I stretching it? Or when it comes to people having balance, we're talking about teenagers now, do they need something like this in their system that creates a healthy gut so that they will have a system that is balanced?
Well, we created that product to assist the pancreas in its ability to do its job, either handling sugar or giving a better, more thorough digestion of your food. And after a few months, all these people started coming in. Well, my gosh, it's helped my headaches. It's helped my skin. It's helped my hair. It's helped my elimination. It's helped my libido. And the only thing we could come up with is behind all of this is it assists in a more full digestion of the foods that we eat. Instead of this undigested bulk moving through the system, it's broken down into more of its micronutrient constituents, you know, the basic elements of what we need for good brain health and good body health, so that it's global. Its effect is global throughout the entire body, because the sensitive organs, our endocrine system, our nervous system is getting the nutrition it needs for optimal performance. And so, yeah, it's not a leap. It's not a leap. Now, we don't represent the product for that. Yeah. We represent the product for giving better sugar handling inside the system and for better digestion. But boy, I'll tell you, when that digestion is more complete so that the body can actually absorb those micronutrients, the vitamins, the enzymes, the minerals, my goodness, it turns itself back on again.
All right, so that's available also at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 17 after the hour, something else that's a really strong urge, a strong urge to buy, a signal to buy like you're on Wall Street. Purity Products is offering Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The krill oil is for your joints, the bursa sacs, lubrication around all of your joints, your hips, your knees, your ankles, your arms, your elbows, your shoulders, all of that stuff benefits from krill oil in your system. And then there's the fish oil, because Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is a combination of three things: fish oil, krill oil, and CoQ10, which gives you energy. Fish oil, obvious, most people realize ultra pure fish oil is so good for your heart. And then the krill oil for your joints, put them together. This is a fairly small pill, too. It's not like the usual fish oil pills that you see. It promotes lots of great things in your body. So if you're interested in Krill Omega 50 Plus, after I've just described it as well as I have, if I don't mind saying so myself, I think I do a pretty good job of making the case for both krill oil and Omega 50 here. Purity wants you to have a bottle, a one-month supply, free. Go to 800-355-1493 and get a free bottle. Claim it now, 800-355-1493. Join Dr. Jack and me and everybody else that's smart enough to know that these elements are important in your body. Get them together. The Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, available, a free bottle. You pay for shipping, and that's it. 800-355-1493. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting Dr. Jack Stockwell from his website, The Forbidden Doctor, where he offers a lot of help for people who want to spend a little time, take that symptom survey that's there. Man, everybody that I know of who's taken it is fabulously impressed. There's no charge to it. The results can help you understand what's going on in your body. You'll take it because maybe you don't know what's going on, what's lurking in your body, and what you can do about
Boy,
it.
That's and, it.
Yeah, it really
that's
is.
That's it. If you had a way that you could be alerted to a weakness or a stressed area of the body based on daily symptoms that you don't even think about, little things about digestion, little things about the skin, little things about sleep, little things about elimination, and you start adding these up into an algorithm, and they can point to a major situation that's on its way. And that's what this symptom survey, no charge for it, no charge. Mm-hmm. I'll take a look at it. My staff will take a look at it. We'll go through it. And if we find something, hey, you know, it's not a crystal ball. It's not predicting something, but it's an indication, you know, just like you're up in the mountains and you're driving along 55, 60 miles an hour, and there's this big sign that says deer crossing. You know, it doesn't mean there's a deer in the road, but you just open your eyes a little more and you start looking around because something could jump in front of you that's going to wreck your vacation. That's all this symptom survey is. There's no charge. You just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on the survey, and we will hold your hand through it and give you some good advice. No charge.
All right. Question from listeners now to Dr. Jack. Send your question along to me at Doug Steffen. That's the Twitter handle, or Doug@DougSteffen.com. There's always a focus, especially when we keep talking about the flu. This person, Mr. Let's see, what's this guy? Ronald wants to know about Tamiflu, the drug that seems to be our first line of defense. He's heard us talk about the flu. He's heard us talk about the Balance of Nature products, but his doctor told him he should have Tamiflu. And I honestly can't remember. Tamiflu is not the shot. Tamiflu is a capsule that you take, right? Is this after the fact, after you get the flu?
Yeah, and it's extremely dangerous. Yeah, there are children who are jumping off their roof after just one dose of this stuff.
Really?
There are kids who are threatening suicide after a day or two of this drug. It's extremely dangerous, but it's the standard of care. You know, so that's, you know, I was explaining this to a patient yesterday who's had some recent heart problems. And I said, listen, the drugs they're giving you are going to turn you into a cardiac invalid. You're going to find yourself, because he came in, he was all splotchy, he can't breathe, he can't walk across the room. He just had four stents put into his heart about a month ago. And, you know, right after the operation, he felt better. But ever since he's been on these drugs, he's going downhill. And I said, here's the situation. You keep taking these drugs. And I'm not a cardiologist. I made this clear to him, but I've been taking care of him for years. And I have to say that for legal reasons. But you keep taking these drugs, you're going to end up in a wheelchair. Now, you got to go back to the cardiologist who gave you this stuff and get something else. Now, here's the problem. If the cardiologist did not recommend these drugs to you and you die, he's liable. And ironically enough, these drugs can kill you if you continue to take them. And that's the quandary you're in, because that's what the standard of care is. And liability decisions in a malpractice court now are based on, did you follow the standard of care? And they don't say, even though these things are dangerous. Well, it's the same thing with Tamiflu. It's a very, very dangerous drug. And the thing about the flu, and that's our latest podcast, you know, what you can do naturally to avoid it, what to do if you get it, so, and what to do to get over it quick to prevent secondary infections that can show up without the use of drugs. Now, you know, the FDA doesn't like me saying stuff like that, because the FDA is Food and Drug Administration, not Food and Drug Balancing What You Do in Your Life Administration, to administer drugs. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. So it's the latest
big
podcast.
Big business, man. Big business.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then you look at the revolving door of the CDC, the revolving door of the FDA. You get presidents and CEOs of drug companies who are suddenly in charge of the FDA, suddenly in charge of the CDC. They're there for a while, and then the door changes, and some other CEO from a drug company comes in as the new leader. What in the world is going to be their perspective? What in the world is going to be their orientation and the concepts they're trying to get across when they are CEOs of drug companies? Well, you know, it's not balanced. I can say that for sure.
Not balanced. All right. Next question has to do with, this is another another Tamiflu question. Here's one. Should we aim for total fiber or the quality of fiber? For example, spinach equals 4 grams of fiber, but a half a cup of bran cereal has 10 grams. I eat both of these every day because my doctor told me that I need them. I need grains to deal with my hemorrhoids. I never heard that one before, but
there can be a relationship between fiber in the diet and hemorrhoids.
Really?
We have a podcast on this, and I have seen hemorrhoids disappear in as little as 48 to 72 hours if people will follow what we say to do in the podcast on hemorrhoids.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill
Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Don't forget the Balance of Nature way for you to have a strong immune system. Most everybody who's in the doctor business, especially the way Jack's in the doctor business, endorses the idea of a natural approach to have the right food supplements with all the things that you need to balance the immune system. Your immune system is perhaps the most important part. That's what balances your gut. Jack's talking about your gut all the time. At Balance of Nature, they add more fruits and vegetables to your diet very easily with their whole food supplements. They have several natural health products, fruits and veggies, a bottle of fruits and a bottle of veggies in capsule form. Take one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and your immune system will be enhanced by 700% over the course of a month. That's a heck of a claim to make, but they have you hear doctors always talking about evidence-based. Well, they've got the evidence. They couldn't make the claim that the immune system would be boosted by over 700% if they didn't have the stats, the figures, the information, the proof. So prove it to yourself. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get a special discount on all the products that are there. They have a fabulous fiber product as well you'll want to try. But the most important thing is to get enough fruits and vegetables into your system every day to enhance your immune system. This is the guaranteed way to do it. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you let them know that you heard about it by using the promo code DJV. Get the first month free. Fruits and veggies, what your mother told you to have every day, you haven't until now. This is so easy, it's a no-brainer. Order them now. Fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature at balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. I was getting into a note that came from Derek about fiber and that sort of thing. And Jack had a podcast that he wanted to steer you to as recommendation for fiber intake.
Number 13. We have 136 podcasts now. Mm-hmm. And so this is back a couple of years ago, but it's still very prescient, very real today. And I'm telling you, if you will do what we say in there, you will see within 48 to 72 hours, the hemorrhoids disappearing. If you go on for several months, if you plagued with varicose veins, you will see them disappearing, because that's all a hemorrhoid is. It's just a varicose vein.
Varicose vein.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? You put it that way, but that's really, that makes sense. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a varicose vein in your butt.
Yeah, it's a distended vein, and the hemorrhoidal vein that's just inside the butt can be very distended, very painful, and when it starts hanging outside, I hope you're through with your breakfast, but once it starts hanging outside, it can be extremely painful if it's in the particular area. And that's what this podcast, I'm telling you, this is fantastic. This is so easy. This is a problem that's so easy to conquer by adding about three or four supplements to your daily diet, and in less than a week, you will notice, and I'm even talking about bleeding hemorrhoids, you will notice a significant change. Podcast number 13. At ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right. Here's another question. This is from Tia. Which is better? You're going to love this one. Borage oil or evening primrose oil as an anti-inflammatory in addition to omega-3s? I've never heard. I'm pretty schooled on this. I never heard of borage oil at all. Evening primrose I take on your advice. And omega-3s, we're always talking about that. What the heck is borage oil?
Borage has been around for quite a while, really. And I've talked about borage in the past. This is a situation that comes down. What is the easiest thing for you to digest? Mm-hmm. And when some people will start adding oils to their diets in the sense of looking for specific essential fatty acid supplementation, the EFAs that they want to get into their diet, they can have some digestive difficulties when they suddenly do this if they've got a sluggish gallbladder that's going on, because the gallbladder is going to be called into account to help deal with this sudden oil intake, which is why we always recommend something called Cholecol. And it's, a standard process product that helps to break down those oils. Now, some people do better with evening primrose. Some people do better with flaxseed. Some people do better with borage. It's, you know, Mary and I have been able to identify about 10 different nutritional types, everything from a very strict vegetarian up to a complete carnivore. And it depends a lot on where your blood comes from ethnically over the last 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000 years. Has an awful lot to do with your dietary intake and how you can deal with it, because there's no one diet, just as there's no one oil. And so it's a matter, you'll do well with borage. You'll do well with evening primrose. You'll do well with fish oils, the krill oil you talk about, the tuna omega that I talk about. Your body needs these kinds of things because genetically, with our ancestors, we grew up with this stuff being a main staple in their diets up till about 100 years ago. And when the big food processing plants started showing up, interestingly enough, about the same time all the degenerative diseases started showing up and the malnutritional problems of the American diet, we've lost these things in the concept of our daily dietary intake. So to answer Tia's question, I don't look at is whether borage is better than one or the other. How does your body deal with it? How does it assimilate it? If it has any problems, I recommend using Cholecol.
Cholecol.
Yep.
All right. We don't have time for one more question, and to give you the opportunity to answer the question. Although I did find it interesting, somebody asked me about the well-being or the health being determined by where you live. Do you think it's true that longevity is better, or you're liable to live? If you're in a healthy zip code, you're going to live longer. I think, remember, there was Colorado supposed to be had the healthiest zip codes, if I remember correctly. Do you think there's really any truth to that?
Yes, this is why the old remedies for tuberculosis, things like that, is to go to the ocean. You know, get down to the ocean. Yes, there are certain areas of this country where you'll see a more prevalence of certain diseases and less prevalence. Maybe we can talk about that later, in the future. So anyway, eat what you crave. That's the answer. Eat what you crave.
Ice cream. Dr. Jack continues with us now. Jack Stockwell, Anuka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, somebody who knows his way around a lot of your body, most of your body, as a matter of fact, from your neck down to your stomach. Those are the important parts. And so here we're going to focus for a moment on your diet as it applies to your hair. Things that are, you know, you look at your hair and think, okay, do I have strong hair? Do I have weak hair? Do I have good looking hair? So Jack's got some recommendations in terms of what you eat that will help you strengthen your hair follicle. So let's have that advice.
Well, you know the nature of the work I do because I do it with you. Yes, and because I focus on the top bone of the neck and I get down close to my patients, I see hair all day long. I see more varieties of hair in a day than a hairdresser does. Because today I will probably see anywhere from 35 to 40, 45 people. And I see hair, and I see healthy hair, and I see hair that's not so healthy, regardless of the sex or the age. So I threw some things here together for some foods that a lot of us like that are known to provide vitamin E, vitamin B, vitamin C, lysine, zinc, folate, iron, zinc, all these things that are necessary for healthy follicles. And what if I just run through the list?
You know, I would say this is a testimonial. I hadn't thought about this before, but since I've been paying a lot of attention over the last couple of years, but certainly you've been around me a long time, my fingernails and hair are growing so much better than they did before. I never had a problem, but now I cut my fingernails every couple of weeks. I never used to do that.
It's a combination of calcium and zinc. But the same kind of protein that's involved in the cuticle that grows the nail is very much the same as the protein in the follicles of the scalp.
All right, what do we eat?
Well, I'm going to tell you really quick, and then if we want to expand on any one of them, avocados, berries, especially strawberries, eggs, figs, flaxseed, kelp, dark leafy greens, mangoes, and interestingly enough, pumpkin seeds, because they are rich in zinc that helps to fight scalp dryness, yeah. And the dryness helps to hurt the, will continue or contribute to.
Well, what happens, your pores get plugged up with the, if you have dandruff, that's really what it is. It's skin flaking off because your scalp is dry.
Yes.
And it can also plug up your pores, which is where the hair comes out. Your hair comes out of the pores. So if you don't have an open channel, you lose your hair. If you cleanse your scalp, open up the pores, that'll go a long way toward helping your hair grow, and then it stays much healthier. I'm looking at all these things. I thought we were supposed to stay away from kelp because it had so much iron in it. I think you and I talked about that when I visited with you this year. Didn't iron come
kelp,
up, and you told me to be careful of it, not having too much?
The thing about ocean vegetation is that unlike earthly vegetation, ocean mm-hmm. vegetation is absolutely cram-packed with minerals mm-hmm. because they are constantly bathed 24/7 in an ocean full of dissolved minerals. Mm-hmm. Kelp is actually a rather healthy food. People have used kelp in the past for an iodine source. There are better ones than that, or more concentrated ones than that. Standard process makes a great one. But the thing about kelp, iron, L-lysine, zinc, vitamins B2, B5, folate, magnesium, and actually the list could go on because there's so many micronutrients involved in kelp.
But
and
is kelp, isn't it, so how do you know you have, remember the blood test, we talked about my blood test and it had me with a normal range of iron, and I think you said don't, because I had supplemented with kelp for a while, and you said don't overdo it with the iron.
Well, we were talking about iron-eating bacteria. There's a lot of people, especially women, who are still cycling, who will take iron supplements, which is not that bad an idea, but then they get iron and copper come out of balance because iron and copper balance one another in the body, and it comes out of balance mm-hmm. because they have a particular kind of bacteria in the gut that actually thrives on iron, and the overgrowth of that bacteria throws some other kinds of bacteria into imbalance.
Have you posted this on ForbiddenDoctor.com?
No, I haven't, but that's
maybe there's an idea there. Yeah, mm-hmm. dude, how about that? Speaking mm-hmm. of posting things, if you're interested in having a really good relationship with your heart and your joints, interesting combination, krill oil and fish oil. Get a free bottle from the folks at Purity Products by calling 800-355-1493. All the fish oil you need, all the krill oil you need, 800-355-1493. A free bottle courtesy of Purity Products, 800-355-1493.